The August jobs report came in worse than expected as the COVID-19 Delta variant weighed on hiring plans. For more on the numbers, we're joined by U.S. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh. Yahoo Finance Washington correspondent Jessica Smith is here as well. Mr. Secretary, always good to speak with you here. Your take on the jobs report this morning.
You know, I think we have to do a little more dissecting in why it was under what was forecasted. But, you know, some positive sides of it, big growth in the private sector. That was the majority of this growth. Also, we saw a growth in manufacturing. But there's no question about this. The area that one of the biggest areas of decline, I guess, if you can call it that, from the last three job reports was hospitality and leisure. And you can see a correlation to the Delta variant right there with that.
Hi, Mr. Secretary. It's Jessica here. As these enhanced unemployment benefits are set to expire, the unemployment benefit program for gig workers and whatnot, I mean, what more needs to be done to help these unemployed workers in light of this disappointing report?
I think one thing that's going to be helpful here is the school starting. I think you're going to hopefully see more people participating into the job market. One of the big issues that we kept hearing about from the beginning of this year is lack of childcare, lack of support, what to do with your children. School started last week in a lot of places. This week and next week they're going to be starting. So, expecting that to be helpful. Also, we need to continue to get this Delta variant under control. In the month of August, in certain parts of August, we saw this number variant go pretty high. We're seeing more people vaccinated, but I think getting people vaccinated is important. But I think it's we have to just look at the whole picture here. Since President Biden has taken office in January, we've added 4.5 million jobs to the economy. The last 3 months have been over 750,000 jobs. So the plan and the process that the progress that we're making is solid. We still have a ways to go, though. When the pandemic began back in February 2020, there's no playbook on how to come out of a pandemic. So we just need to continue to be focused on how do we continue to support our businesses and support our workers to get back into the job market.
And Secretary, you mentioned the disappointing figure that we got from leisure and hospitality, a lot of that having to do with the surge that we've seen in the Delta variant. But I guess how big of a concern, how big of a challenge do you think this will likely be for the labor market's recovery over the next couple of months?
Well, I mean, if we continue to see surges in the variant, then obviously I'm going to be concerned about it. As I said in the past, I'm former mayor of Boston. When we began the pandemic and we shut everything down, as that summer came in 2020, we started to see things open up and get better again. Then we got hit in September, October, November, and December with increased numbers in COVID, which impacts businesses. So I think that, you know, there's kind of a perfect storm brewing here that caused this problem. And we need also the perfect storm to continue to move us out of this. And I think that, you know, we're making the investments in places that need to be made, and we just need to continue to get people vaccinated, and we need to continue to show strength and put confidence back into the market that we will come out of this. I mean, I think we will fully recover. It's just a matter of we don't know what the timeline is.
Mr. Secretary, you've said before that a key part of recovery is going to be the rest of President Biden's agenda. We know Democrats are working on the reconciliation package. We did hear from Senator Manchin saying he would not back this $3.5 trillion package. He says that there should be a pause. What do you say to that?
Well, I personally don't think we should pause. I think we should continue to move forward. Hopefully Congress can get these bills passed. The reconciliation package is an important piece when you think about the money for job training, investments in child care, investments in the CARES economy. The last 2 months, if you look at the CARES economy, you look at the unemployment numbers in nursing homes, those numbers have gone down. Personal care attendants that take care of adults in their homes, those numbers have gone down. There's a need in this country to make sure we take care of our elders. So we're seeing two declines there. And in the CARES economy, there's money for job training and there's money for investment in that economy. So these are investments. I just think as we think about coming out of the pandemic, as we think about building back better, as we think about winning the future of America, we need to make investments now, not just in building a bridge, but also building a bridge to get people to work.
And Secretary, I guess when we take a look at the huge miss this last month and what we could likely or potentially see going forward, how much of this do you think is a reskilling issue? Because you mentioned it and we've talked about time and time again that some of the jobs, at least from the pre-pandemic era, won't be coming back on the other side.
Yeah, there's no question some of this is reskilling and helping people. And, you know, the Department of Labor has awarded hundreds of millions of dollars of grants this year to help us continue to reskill people. I think that's a big part of it, and we need to continue to do that. I think that the fact the president has made such a big emphasis on made in America, manufacturing in America, is also important for us to have dollars, training dollars, to be able to work with companies as they train people to work in the manufacturing space. Also, we have biotech all across this country that in desperate need of workers as well. We have an opportunity as well with training workers to get people into that field. So I think that's the biggest, well, I shouldn't say this selfishly, who's pushing and supporting the Build Back Better agenda. Job training, workforce development, apprenticeship, I think is one of the biggest investments we can make for the future of our country, because we have to be able to create pathways for people right now that are either underemployed or looking for new careers, and helping them get into those areas. I will say this one quick thing. We have American Job Centers in America, 2,400 of them right now. We're ramping up to make sure we're connecting Americans to jobs. So anyone who's looking for a job, reach out to an American Job Center in your area. You can Google it and find a place, and we're helping people get connected to jobs.
And Mr. Secretary, it does appear that the COVID variant has caused the economic recovery to slow down from where it was earlier in the year. You know, to the extent that it does continue to slow down, or we continue to create jobs at the pace we have seen or we did see in August, does that put the need for a new round of stimulus checks on the table later this year?
I think it's too early to talk about that. I don't necessarily think that we have to look there yet. I still think that, you know, we have openings in this country for jobs. We just need to continue to connect people to those jobs and try and eliminate the barriers that people have to go to those jobs. And those barriers, I think one of the biggest barriers is childcare. Another big barrier is fear of their health with the variant and with COVID-19. And if we can tackle those two issues, and one of those are being tackled right now with school going back, and the second is with the CDC's put out guidelines, and we're asking people to get vaccinated, I think we'll see more Americans go back into the jobs force if they feel comfortable, know it's safe, and they have a place for the kids to go, and hopefully school will be that opportunity.
U.S. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh, always good to speak with you. Really appreciate it. Have a great Labor Day weekend. And Yahoo Finance's Jessica Smith.
Happy Labor Day. Well.